Peter Roth, your host. And we're live. What does that mean? Well, I'm here to answer questions, to see how I can help you with my intuition and healing, and who knows what else we can talk about and understand better. So you're very welcome to call in. The number is 888-874-4888. And I'm just setting up my computer so that the engineer can tell me when I have calls, and that'll be good. otherwise, I wouldn't know. In the old days, I used to substitute host for Gary Null, and I'd be in my photo studio, and they would call me, and I'd be on the phone doing a radio show from my dark room where it'd be quiet. And in those days, we didn't have any computers. This is about 35 to 40 years ago. Long time. I've been on the radio a long time. And I'm only about 40 years old. No. That would be cool. Please call in. Let me know what I can tell you. And a lot of you don't know what it means to do the kind of work that I do. And what it is that I really help people by tapping into another, kind of a, let's call it another universe. It's hard to say that for a lot of you, because most people feel that we just have our minds, and what we know is in our minds. But it's really something that we're all tuned into. And I've worked with thousands of people over the years and tap into information that I shouldn't know because my mind hasn't found it out in the normal ways. I tap into this universal consciousness, and the information is all there. And we all can tap in. I've learned how to do it, and I'm a bit talented at it, as well as many of the students who have studied with me. And so it's really great that people can learn to do this. Many students have come to my classes, and I'll be teaching more of these classes at Heart River Center. And you can find my website at heartriver.org, heartriver.org. And learn how to tap in. And yet, so many people have come to my classes over the years and saying, I would love to, but I don't think I can do it. I'm just coming because it would be nice if I could, but I can't imagine being able to. And after a while, they get it, you know, and all of a sudden, they're downloading incredible information that their mind is receiving and speaking to them so that they can hear their mind tell them information from other sources. And to a lot of people, that just doesn't make sense. But actually, the thinking process itself doesn't make sense in science. They haven't really figured out where our thoughts come from. They can just understand through manipulating the brain, how the brain can think about some things and others. But it doesn't mean that the brain is originating those thoughts. It might be the way that the brain is filing them and informing us of them. And they come from our higher self, from our subconscious or unconscious. And what is that? And it's never been clarified. Consciousness doesn't have any scientific basis. Researchers have never been able to identify consciousness. So we're talking about an area that science is blank on. They can't say it doesn't exist because they can see that we're conscious, but they can't prove it. So just even being awake is unscientific. So you better pinch yourself to know that you're awake. So we're going to start off with one caller, and the other people are welcome to call in with your questions about just about anything. Because I can tap into this higher consciousness, and it contains tons of information from all over the place. And so what can it tell you? It's not that mundane. In other words, the universe really doesn't try to help us on very mundane levels and give us information that our minds can manage very well, thank you. But we're here to understand things that operate at more profound levels. And so that involves health, all kinds of unknowns in life, relationships, parenting. If you want to know about other people in your life, I'm somebody to ask about. You know, you bring up people, and I can tap into their consciousness and see what's going on. So I see that we do have a caller from Virginia. And actually, she's even flesh and blood in the Roth family. She's a cousin whose father I knew when he was getting engaged, and I met her mother and father when they were these young, romantic, this young couple that were so excited that they were going to get married tonight, and I think I was the ring bearer at their wedding, and then they got married and had a family, and their daughter Deborah Roth is on the line. Deborah. Hi.
Hi.
So glad you called. You know, my family, many of them appreciate me, but to most people, I'm a real oddity.
So, well, we're all oddities in different ways.
Right. And every family has their oddities.
I was listening to what you were saying, and suddenly it made me feel like I had even more questions than I started with, but what should I do?
Well, as long as the line is open, we're okay.
I'll be
getting these Facebook messages from the engineer telling me when other people are in line.
Okay.
So
should I just tell you something that's been on my mind that I was hoping to get some perception?
Let's see.
Who knows? Okay. So
I don't know, because I'm only me, and I tap into
what you feel in here.
There might be better answers.
Okay. Well, there's two dominant things going on in my life, so I will that no matter how much I'm enjoying and happy, kind of pounce up even in the middle of the night and make me feel concerned, doubt, and worry. One of them has to do with I've been consulting, and I've made a decision a while ago that I'd like to go back to working for someone full-time, that would offer more security and focus. And even though I'm writing a book and doing other things, and I'm interviewing with fabulous jobs, but it's just not getting sewn up. And I'm, it's not just the worry about how to deal with it and what will happen. It makes me feel bad about myself. And then tied into that, there's four people in my life. Three who are family, who you don't see that much, so you probably know who I'm talking about. And one, a man who I've been involved with back and forth, and they got along great, and now they're not. And I feel that these people, each in their own ways, try to control me. And it's causing me issues with trust, but I choose to have them all in my life. I'm happy with them in many ways.
All right. Well, let's start with them.
Okay.
And to understand that, you know, people do have opinions
mm-hmm.
and try to manipulate in families and sometimes force their opinions. And what's important is to know it
mm-hmm.
and not be offended, because it's natural that people, you know, want to be involved and think they know best or want to solve problems for us, and that we might not need that. But the idea is to be diplomatic and self-assured, so that whatever the input from other people is handled in a gracious and yet independent manner, so that, you know, you just really have to stay awake, and obviously you are, because you just said that, you know, you feel that they are trying to control you, and you have to just use discernment to know what you believe and what you want and be true to that. And life is full of craziness from consciousness, because humans, we're really, it's amazing that we don't know how stupid we are. We think we're so smart, but we're only using about 10% of our brains, and our DNA isn't very helpful. And so we really have this limitation that in our minds and our behaviors that aren't normal in consciousness. And we've chosen that. We've chosen to be in lifetimes where we bump around with our fears and our mistakes and our glitches that we then have to justify in our own minds and try to make ourselves feel better about who we are and what we want in life. And we're only so capable. You know, I've had a lot of issues in my life thinking I know better about things. Luckily, I'm much better for helping others than myself, and I think that's true for everyone. And I don't know any intuitives, or some people call themselves psychics, who are good for themselves. And that's because our egos, our minds, really can interfere with our clarity. And so even, you know, people who can know better for other people, and a lot of us can, you know, friends always know, not always, often know better than the people who are stuck in a quagmire, but it's not that you can hear them or believe them, or not even that they're necessarily right, but sometimes they are, because they're more detached and can see things more objectively. But that doesn't mean that these people you're asking about are necessarily smarter or more correct about your situations that they want to help you manage. So I wouldn't be...
Well, they actually threaten me. I mean, there's things where they've said, well, you can't bring him, or, you know, so the controlling is not just... psychological, and I've had to think through. There's been situations where I've gone like without him, or I have done something to be kind to people in ways because I felt I wanted to be helpful or be with them, despite something that was literally taken from me. And I'm trying to look at it as their shortcoming, but I've had to find a way to seek new boundaries and still like be with them. And one of them is younger, and I want you know, I want for the future and for her children, I want them to have a good story, even if this difficult behavior is something that she's going to have to see in her life. I'd like to help change that for the future.
Well, it's really about managing it as modestly as you can. In other words, rather than going to war with people about these things, mm-hmm. there are times where you can insist that you can't show up without this fellow.
Yes.
And then you don't, and mm-hmm. you feel bad about it, they feel bad about it, and maybe over time that can change.
Mm-hmm.
And there might be times where you feel that it, you know, you can manage to show up without him.
Mm-hmm.
That's not as strong a statement that you're excluding him, because there might be times where you can help your family or your friends appreciate him better just from hearing more from you about him and
mm-hmm.
seeing how you're doing, and they might feel less threatened. So that's why you can't draw a strong line in the sand, but you have to be careful that you don't compromise too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, compromise your own interest in your relationship with him.
And, well, that makes sense.
You know, you don't want to abandon him. I know people who become, who when the choice is made, they get left out, and eventually relationship doesn't work.
Yeah, well, sometimes it makes me mad at him because I understand what upset them about him. But it was really minor in the scheme of things compared to all the great things that he did.
That's what you have to help them understand.
Mm.
And that if you can forgive him, maybe they can. And maybe
right.
they can learn to appreciate his more positive side.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I think, a real opportunity for you to find the middle ground.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because you do appreciate why they're being difficult.
Yeah, I do. I just think they jump to conclusions, and it's hurtful to see, you know, it's like on the one hand they tell me they love me. They do very loving, supportive things that I would appreciate even if I didn't already have relationships with them. But then some of the other things they do just leave, I'm just aghast. And they make me actually not want to know them because they're so
difficult and limited. And as I said, you know, humans are limited, and there's an awful lot of misunderstandings and biasness and all kinds of things that go on all the time in families that and in life
mm-hmm.
that we just have to understand that we live in a world that's not very bright
mm-hmm.
and make our way through it. And the best way to make our way through it is just to trust the process, believe in ourselves,
mm-hmm.
be as true to ourselves as we can be without having to be at war all the time with people
mm-hmm.
that we don't agree with, but, you know, be able to forgive them and yet not behave in ways that you don't feel are correct for yourself.
Well, that works for me, and that feels refreshing. It's like a compromise, and I do feel that just saying very calmly what I'm thinking, you know, what I'm feeling, often helps me. I realize I may not get a response I want, but it makes me feel, like you just said, true to myself.
Right.
So then that ties into the way I'm feeling.
By the way, let me just make an announcement to the listeners that they can call in to ask questions from my intuition and about just about anything. And the number is 888-874-4888. Okay. Continue, please, Deborah.
So the big thing is, like I said, I've been interviewing for new jobs, also some consultant jobs. They're fantastic, but the process is slow. In the D.C. area, there was an article that it can take the longest to get hired anywhere than anywhere in the world. The indecisiveness, the change while the job is shaping up. I've done certain things over the past five, 6 months that this has been happening that I feel good about, in ways that I spent or didn't spend, and what other things that I've done, opportunities. I mean, I'm grateful for a lot of things, but I'm also sometimes so afraid that it wakes me up in the middle of the night and it just makes me feel, it affects what I do. It makes it hard for me then to sit down and write my book. I feel like I'm stuck.
Interesting that we can get to those places, and it's really our minds and our insecurities about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
There's, I'll have to look for it, because there's a company. Oh, okay, I see it. I just downloaded a terrific energy frequency from a company called Subtle Energy Sciences. And they have a program called Catalyst.
Mm-hmm.
And Catalyst is to create frequencies through your computer. It actually doesn't sound like anything special. It sounds like running water. But it's really the frequencies behind the running water that are expressed that put us into a very positive state, into a really nice comfort in our hearts and our souls about what progress we're making, and it actually allows us to manifest better in our lives. And I downloaded it, and the other night, it was the first time I played it, and I'm walking around going, I'm on such a high. What is that? What's that about? I forgot that I had been playing this. And I'm thinking, I can't imagine. I had a really good workout at the gym. Maybe that's why I'm on a high. I said, no, but I've had other good workouts before. So what? Oh, yes, I listened to that frequency. And I'm just feeling so good. And so it's nice to have something like that. And, again, I'll give their name. It's Subtle Energy Sciences. And this is a program called Catalyst that you can... It's a
purchase. So you just download it and go from there?
Yeah, you have to purchase it. It's not that expensive. And I bought it and got it. So,
Subtle Energy what?
Subtle Energy Sciences.
Okay.
We have one more caller. So all I can say is really just, you know, be true and... to yourself, and believe in yourself, and keep a positive energy, and you'll see the rewards.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah,
thank you.
You have to have patience and fortitude, perseverance, and it works.
Okay.
All right, Deborah, thanks so much for calling. And now we have Lisa from Newport.
Hi, Peter.
Hi. I'm so glad
How
you
are
called.
You?
I'm great. You?
I'm okay. We're having a big snowstorm here, so
yeah,
I'm kind of in cozy.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to ask you if I'm supposed to change something about my work, if I'm supposed to do sort of less coaching and maybe come more into like using my hands and working with kind of those healing energies, or if there's something to kind of move things along that I'm not getting.
Yes, I'm getting expansion, diversification and expansion. It's not that you leave anything behind. It's that you keep on adding and diversifying and opening up new channels for yourself, new pathways.
Do you have a sense of what that is? Because I can't give it away right now. It's kind of amazing how, you know, sort of how solidly stuck it is. I've created some new stuff. I mean, it just feels frozen in a certain way, and I'm not understanding it.
Put some energy into your hands, into the power in your hands, and feel that the power in your hands are going to attract people to you. that, you know, that you can put hands on, you can send energy, you can, you know, just hold people in your, you know, in your presence.
Mm-hmm.
With these, I'm seeing light field, white light field filled hands that people need and want. And if you focus on that, they can attract people to want you.
Okay, I like that. It feels very much like, you know, my hands just have had a lot of energy in them lately, and I feel attracted to sort of talking less and feeling more.
Right. And so that energy will attract people to want to use that light from you.
Okay, nice. Is there something specific I'm supposed to focus on? I've been kind of all over the place with clients as I've been transitioning. I used to only see women and used to only work around body kinds of things. And I'm really attracted to working with men right now. I'm not sure why.
Just put it out there and just, you know, let it arrive.
Okay, so put it out energetically, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, you have to manifest it. And and I feel that your heart is strong. The light in your hands will really be a calling card. And people will want to work with you.
Okay, that's from, as my grandmother used to say, from your mouth to God's ears.
Well, of course. But it's your new neon sign in the universe.
Yeah.
<Your hands>.
Yeah.
And your purpose.
Okay, that's great. Thanks so much.
Yeah, Lisa, thanks so much for calling.
Okay, Peter.
Okay, and now we're about to go off the air. I'm Peter Roth. I'm at Heart River Center, which is my school, and I'm in New York at 212-222-7748. And you can reach me at Peter at Heart River, H-E-A-R-T, river.org. I'd love to hear from you, and I'm so glad that you've been listening. Thank you.